Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Greg Slick bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ross Kimborowski is our guest, founder and CEO of CrowdSpring. CrowdSpring.com, is that right, Ross?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So CrowdSpring helps businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, nonprofits with design and naming for every stage of their business. We have reduced prices from 5 to 50 times. And give you a different model. Rather than picking from bids and proposals for your next logo website, you get to work with multiple designers and look at actual designs for your business. So 220,000 plus creatives all over the world working with small business and entrepreneurs, everything from logo design to web design, print design, product design. Ultimately, we feel great design doesn't have to cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, and it's a critical part of small business marketing. So we would encourage, whether it's CrowdSpring or somebody else, every single business owner, consider how design helps or hurts their
marketing. Get some help with this, folks. You need help. And it's so, you know, I'm a pretty creative person, Ross, but I turn stuff over to other people like this, and it's really made a difference in my company. And I encourage folks, check it out, CrowdSpring.com. And let Ross and his network help you. Hey, Ross, another thing that you got on your mind today is what you call scarcity marketing. And I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about that. Folks, this is we're talking about different ways of thinking about how to differentiate yourself as a small business from the big companies. There are levers that we have, Ross. We've got special sauce that corporate America does not have. We have levers we can use that get into the emotions of a customer much more effectively than the big companies do. We have to use these levers, and reciprocity marketing and scarcity marketing, which is what we're talking about today, those are two of those levers, aren't they?
They are. It's a way for small businesses to level the playing field against bigger companies who have bigger budgets, more people, more marketers. Psychology is how we influence people to buy things. It's how we're influenced as consumers. And so scarcity marketing is a very powerful technique, much like reciprocity.
What is it? Explain it to us.
It's based on the principle that people want whatever is difficult to get. So I'll give you a couple of examples. Kylie Jenner has Kylie Cosmetics, and one of the things they do throughout the year is create limited supplies of their makeup. They run exclusive promotions. They have limited edition products. They do pop-up stores. And that creates a smaller group of customers that obsesses about those limited supplies because they exclusively want to get them. Apple does this very well. Every time they release a new product, they under-manufacture the amount of product so that there's a limited supply and there's always wait lists. It feels exclusive. You know, this is why companies like Samsung make fun of the big, long lines of people standing in line to get an Apple iPhone. But the reality is it works. People talk about it. People want it. Starbucks is another good recent example. A couple of years ago, they had the unicorn frappuccino, only available for 7 days. Nobody knew what it was. People hated it. Everybody wanted to try it because everybody else was talking about it. And so,
you know, Ross, when I had my consulting company, I did this because it was the right thing to do, but I used it as a lever to grow my business. When I had a client, when I take a client on, I would tell them, I will not work for anybody else who you consider to be a competitor while we're working together. I won't have another car dealership. I won't have another construction company. I won't have another distributor in your industry. And they like that. I know I held on to customers longer because of that. And it was, but here's the thing. It was not only good business for me to do that. It was the right thing to do, too. Go ahead.
And oftentimes it is. I mean, at the end of the day, psychological marketing techniques aren't just good business. They're often the right things to do. So for example, the way that companies can leverage scarcity marketing before you can do anything is to create a strong brand identity, because it's critical for your brand to be strong before scarcity marketing can work for you. People don't really care about things that are difficult to get if the company selling them doesn't have a good brand identity. And a brand identity is everything visual about your brand. It's your logo. It's your website. If you have a retail shop, it's your store and how it's laid out. And does it look good? Does it exude a level of confidence and excitement? If people don't really like your brand, they don't care about the products you sell. So that's one of the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, the second way that people can leverage in their business is create a niche group of customers. So I'll give you some examples of companies that do this. And some of this is done through wait lists. If you have a new product release or you have an exclusive item that you're going to be selling, you create a way for some people to get it, not others. Microsoft has a variety of Xbox editions, gaming systems.
Right.
You know, we buy them for our kids, our grandkids. They have an Xbox Elite Edition, which is a special, their most expensive edition. There are not that many people that have them, and that's one of the exclusive things about owning it. Tesla sells a lot of cars these days, a lot of electric cars these days, and they have their performance versions, which are the most expensive versions for every model they sell.
I got 30 seconds. I got 30 seconds. 30 seconds, Ross. Go ahead, wrap it up.
Yeah. So one other way to leverage is artificially reduce the availability of a product, even if you can create a lot of it. If you're baking bread, don't bake hundreds. Bake a smaller amount so people can create some exclusivity around it. And then use techniques like time-sensitive deals.
But you have
to indicate if you're selling.
It's scarcity marketing, but you have to market the scarcity, right? That's the main thing, isn't it?
We have to create the excitement through scarcity, yeah.
Ross Kimborowski, ladies and gentlemen, crowdspring.com. That's his website. Ross, good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.